Happy birthday, Freddie Fender. It's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bells.
Bells.
Here's the good
sound
news.
And a midweek installment of Not Necessarily the News. Your news source for sourced news. We're your source. We welcome our worldwide audience streaming live. Join the party. Have fun in the comments section on our Hank Facebook Live. Tonight's lead story is from the gaming world. It is Nintendo Switch-a-mania going on. Best Buy, GameStop, other things opening tonight at midnight. Tonight.
On there.
Nintendo Switch 2 goes on sale. It's kind of pricey. $450.
Yeah.
It's the, actually, it's the most expensive thing that Nintendo's ever come out with on that, too. So, and then with the add-ons, get ready. The people are standing in line now. Amazing they don't have a job to go to today. But, oh, on the flip side, and also not necessarily the business financial news, because, you know, your dollars and cents matter. Temu is reportedly lost 58% of the e-commerce daily U.S. users.
Yeah,
through their
that
platform.
Doesn't surprise me.
The the tariffs have done Temu some major harm. They've lost 40% already, and they're down in profits for the year.
You know, my daughter, she needed some new skorts for the color guard camp.
Sure.
And so we went on Shein, and we looked at it, and I thought, you know, you can order this somewhere else and get it tomorrow. And thanks, tariffs.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Tariffs. My mom right now.
Your mom.
I'm sorry,
Mrs. Still mourning the Temu downfall.
But it is Corgi Day.
There you go.
I mean, doesn't that help?
Can you get George there? Never mind.
So it's always fun to celebrate birthdays, especially when you're 94 years old. Madonna toasting her father.
Madonna's 94?
No, close. Oh, her dad is. Sylvia Ciccone. She toasted him on X yesterday, saying that he's survived many wars and many losses in his life, but still has a sense of humor and a strong desire to get out of bed every day. When asked when he'll retire, he always has the same answer. I'm going until the wheels fall off. Her response is the same. Meanwhile, that biopic that we had been talking about the singer's life, going to the big screen, well, it's not a thing.
Oh.
But apparently, there's going to be a miniseries on Netflix, and it could, like, come in different art incarnations, like The Crown.
Gotcha.
So that's going to be super fun.
So the wheels fell off of that.
Yeah.
These and Madonna happen. Herself. The guitar that Michael J. Fox plays as Marty McFly in Back to the Future in the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
Oh, yeah.
Cherry red Gibson ES-345. Gibson wants to find it. It's been missing since pretty much they used it in the film. They rented it from a nearby vintage guitar shop. And then they took it back after they were done filming the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows then what happened to it. It was presumably sold by the guitar shop, but they don't really have a record. And this was 1985 that it happened, which is striking that that's 40 years ago since Back to the Future came out. So Gibson, along with, and got Leah Thompson and Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox all to be a part of this, too. And I think they're going to, speaking of documentaries, put a Netflix thing together on the search for this. Search for the 1960 or 61 model Gibson guitar, and they're going to try to hunt it down. By the way, it's a early 60s, so it wasn't accurate in 1955.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know that the math is mathing on that, but I'm not going to bring it up.
But it sounds like we need to go back to 1985. 40 years, which is 10 years farther back than they went in the movie. Think about that. 1985 is further now than 1955 was in 85.
Yeah.
Great Scott, Marty.
I'm going to need some statin drugs and a moment over here.
There you go.
So English is one of the toughest languages to learn, but not if you're Jackie Chan. You know, he didn't do the classes, the videos, or the silly apps. Uh-uh. He went about it the old-fashioned way. When in doubt, just add some willy.
I learned English in country song. Because country song slow. You are always on my mind. You are always.
Attaboy. I love it. He also admits that Making those movies was not easy. He did not understand a single word that Chris Tucker said in Rush Hour.
So he didn't understand the words that were coming out of his mouth?
No, absolutely not.
All right. Mystery solved. Learned English from Willie Nelson songs. I like that. Probably a good thing he didn't pick Conway. There you go. So there's a big rumor, but it looks like this is a foregone conclusion. Nash Vegas getting even wilder in the next celebrity bar to open on Broadway in downtown Nashville. Looks to be probably Post Malone. The main clue is the quote on the new bar on the sign outside that says, "Something big is coming. We'll keep you posted."
Ah, I get it. It's like a post.
Yeah. By the way, also yesterday in Nashville, Kid Rock had his grand opening of his seafood restaurant and bar right there.
Did you run up there?
I did
enjoy
not.
Enjoy a good time?
No, I claimed I had a shellfish allergy, and then that got me out of it. But Lee Greenwood actually started the thing off and saying, "God bless the USA." And then everybody had some trash can scampi. I want to see that menu.
So you can run, you can hide, but make no mistake about it. The Jort resurgence is here.
Yeah, man.
Everyone on the bandwagon, including Mountain Dew, the soda giant, launching a new line of jean shorts that feature a built-in bungee cord, a pocket for earbuds, and a cooling pocket. They are adventure-ready. Just 85 pairs are being made, and you can't buy them.
Man.
You gotta win them.
I want
by commenting on the social post.
I want
asking from Mountain Dew, where are you going to wear your jorts?
Everywhere.
So maybe, the Moolah Festival.
And I love Mountain Dew. Baja Blast jorts. I'm on the jorts bandwagon now.
I know.
I was a jorts hater, but you know what? That's what Will It Float does. It changes minds and hearts. And lives, some say.
I've got to know, what are jorts?
Did you see what happened to the tank after we put those in?
Yeah, I watched them immediately. And I may have bought another pair. Speaking of denim, Lainey Wilson says she has worn a new pair of bell-bottoms for every single show she has done in the last 15 years. No repeats.
Whoa.
So she now owns more than 1,000 probably up to 2,000 pairs at this point.
That's a lot of money. Now she's super wealthy and famous, but 15 years ago,
that's a big commitment. I'm not willing to make that biggest commitment to the jorts.
I do think you'd look just as good in hip huggers.
I don't think I could wear them. I don't think they'd be in style that long. And then we talked yesterday at this time about Disney laying off hundreds in its TV and film divisions, but they are adding a new employee. And Walt's granddaughter is not happy about it.
Ruh-roh.
To celebrate Disneyland's 70th anniversary next month, Walt's granddaughter is outraged by the announcement that they are going to put an animatronic Walt Disney towards the front of the gate to greet people. She says this is not okay. Nobody asked. In fact, Walt had specifically told his highest Imagineers, I don't ever want this to happen. Don't ever do this. Of course, those original Imagineers, long gone.
Because he could see the future and where all this was going.
Yeah, no word is on, you imagine the expression on Walt's face when they thaw him out for this thing? Well, that's going to be
really. That's what I asked for.
Shock.